Charlene Richard was born in 1947 in the rural rice farming community of Richard, Louisiana, to Joe and Mary Alice, the second oldest of 10 children. Now, within the Cajun community, there was nothing unusual about the little girl or her family. They were hardworking people who were strongly devoted to their Catholic faith. Charlene was as average as she could be. She received good grades, she played sports, and she said a rosary and was devout in her faith. Now, one day, she had read a book about Saint Therese and then decided to pay a visit to the church to pray to the little flower. Then, the youngster went home and asked her grandmother, if she prayed like Saint Therese, could she become a saint like her? Her grandmother assured her that she could. One day, while outside, little Charlene saw a vision of a tall woman standing by an oak tree, dressed all in black, and she couldn't even make out her face. Being fearful of this, Charlene ran back into her house and told her mother about the incident. This very same woman dressed in black appeared again the next day. Then, her teachers in school had noticed that Charlene wasn't herself, and when Charlene's symptoms began to grow worse, her parents took her to the doctor, who then sent her for testing, where it was discovered that she had acute lymphatic leukemia. The family then quickly turned to the parish priest and the hospital chaplain, who was a newly ordained priest and had been assigned to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital, where Charlene was a new patient. His name was Father Joseph Brennan. Now, Father Brennan would visit Charlene every day, and when he arrived, Charlene would ask him for whom they should pray for that day. She had told Father Brennan that she accepted her illness as God's will, and that she wanted to offer up her suffering for others and for those who asked her for prayers. Father Brennan was deeply moved by the faith and love the 12-year-old little one displayed. Now, shortly before Charlene's death, Father Brennan told her a beautiful lady would come to take her away to heaven. She replied, "Oh, you mean the Blessed Mother? When she comes, I'll tell her. Father Brennan says hello." After hearing this, the priest was left completely speechless. He was with her when she died on August 11, 1959. Though she died 2 weeks after the diagnosis, her simple acceptance of her fate as God's will and a willingness to pray and offer up her suffering for others made a lasting impression on those who were with her during the short time. The hospital chaplain, Father Joseph Brennan, said, "I see Charlene as a witness for people of all ages to the power of resignation and acceptance of God's will. She wasn't different in any way, except that when the crisis came in her life, and it came very quickly, she accepted it with faith and trust and love." Another person who was much impressed by Charlene was a friend to Father Brennan. His name was Father Floyd Kelly, and he was from Lafayette, Louisiana. Now, Father Kelly never met Charlene, but he listened carefully to the stories Father Brennan told him, especially about the cures people experienced as she prayed for them while she was dying. Many converted to Catholicism before their deaths. Local people began praying to her for special favors and insisted that her prayers help them. During the 30th anniversary mass commemorating Charlene's death, Bishop Flynn, Bishop of Lafayette, said during the mass, "A little girl walked among us. She taught us how to accept disappointment and suffering." Father Brennan's homily was similar. "We are here tonight to learn what made a little girl from his community 30 years ago die well. We learned tonight a lesson in acceptance. Perhaps we can learn tonight how to handle our own suffering." Servant of God, Charlene Richard, pray for us.